This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, Litchfield's the place to be this weekend.
Yes, yes, and I'm sure State Street will hold the heat well.
It always does.
Yes.
Party in the Park is always... It will either be a nice festival or it will be a super hot festival.
Yeah,
there's no in between. It's either really comfortable or absolutely hot. So,
and sounds like this weekend is going to be extremely warm. But you know, it's July, and I'm sure our good friends in Litchfield expect
they're
it to
used
be
to
warm.
It. They're yeah, used they, to it by now.
Sure they are.
And of course, you went out to the summer concert series last night in Bunnell. Over 300 people saw the Fundamentals. That was a good turnout.
Good turnout, good music, and big crowd, and Bunnell City Park holds heat well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a good guest here this week.
Yes, we do.
She's a new guest.
She's
never been on the show before. Shirley Herman from the city of Litchfield is our guest. Our conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week, I do need to apologize. It's Shelley Herman from the city of Litchfield. Shelley, welcome to the program. It's one of those days. It's Wednesday. It's hump day.
That's right. Good morning. It's nice to be here.
And we are here to talk about the city. And as we alluded to at the start of the program, Shelley, this is a pretty big weekend for Litchfield. You've got Party in the Park going on this weekend, and being a representative of the city, that draws a lot of people to town, doesn't it?
It does. The Chamber of Commerce has put that event on for over 20 years now, and it's a very successful event for them. You know, there's lots of activities for kids. There's amusement rides. There's food vendors, craft vendors. So there's a lot of things to do this weekend in Litchfield.
Absolutely. And another event that's coming up, it'll be on, this coming Tuesday, on July 23rd. For those that don't know, and I've covered this from time to time, our state treasurer, Dan Rutherford, has this iCash drive that people can go and search and see if they can have money in their names that's been missing. And there's going to be an iCash drive coming up on Tuesday. Tell us a little bit about this.
That's correct. There is going to be an iCash table for Montgomery County at Litchfield City Hall. That event is on Tuesday the 23rd from 10:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. The Treasury Office is going to have staff in attendance to help anyone determine if the state is holding any money for them or even unclaimed property that they are entitled to.
And it amazes me, and I've spoken with our state treasurer Dan Rutherford about this, how a simple mistake, your property can end up with the state and you don't even know about it. I mean, it can happen fairly quickly. And in fact, we had a recent story not too long ago, the American Legion, great organization. Litchfield's got a great one too. They discovered $88,000 worth of unclaimed property to various American Legions, whether it's the State Legion or the auxiliary posts throughout the state. And, of course, unfortunately, a couple thousands of it, about 20,000 of it, went to defunct posts. But, I mean, that's not $88,000. That's not a laughing matter, is it, Uncle Ralph?
Yeah, and these things can occur, as you said, Tobin, from several different sources, you know, dividends, all kinds of things that you may have money that you don't even realize that's in your name, and the state's holding this, and it behooves anyone in the area that thinks he might have something to take the time to go and check it out. It's it doesn't take that long.
It'll give you positive news, not negative news.
That's
a good
thing. Right.
That's a nice surprise to find that you have some money coming to you.
Shelley, how did this all come about? Did the treasurer's office contact the city and say, hey, we want to do this in Litchfield, or how did this all come about?
That is correct. A staff person from the treasurer's office stopped by and wanted to know if we would be willing to do that in Litchfield. And of course, that was something that we were interested in. I know that they've done that in other counties in the state of Illinois and some in our surrounding counties. Generally, in each county, you're going to find several thousand people that have money or unclaimed property coming to them. Typically, there's well over $1 million in unclaimed funds in each county, which is a large amount of money.
And I think I have seen lists of names in the paper from time to time, the Springfield paper or the county papers, of people who definitely have money coming, and they need to contact
the treasurer's office or whatever,
and find out what it is and what it amounts to, whether it be $5 or $500. You know, it's yours, so why not claim it?
Right, and I know that the treasurer's office has released some statistics. That particular division has over $1.7 billion in cash, plus contents from Illinois safe deposit boxes that have been inactive for at least 5 years. And they released some figures on what's been paid out. In 2012, $129 million was returned to the proper owners, which is a 27% increase from the previous year. I believe in 2012 is when they launched really a new marketing and rebranding campaign, and the number of claims dramatically increased after that. You can come to the iCash table in Litchfield. They're happy to research it for you. And then they've also got a phone number to call if you don't have access to the internet. There's a website. So there's multiple ways to find out if you have something coming to you.
In the search, if I'm not mistaken, it's a simple process. You just type in your last name and first name or the organization that you're dealing with. For instance, the American Legion, I think they just typed in American Legion and all this came about. But you type in your last name and first name and you do a search, and then it comes up that way, correct?
I believe that's correct. It's actually, I think, a fairly simple process. Their website is www.treasurer.il.gov, and that comes up, and there's an iCash link to click on, and I think it's easy from there. And they do say that they try to get everyone to check that once a year, because you never know when some unclaimed funds are going to show up in your name.
And, of course, as we mentioned, this will be held on Tuesday, July 23rd from 10:30 until 1 o'clock. Is that in the council chambers that they will be set up at?
Yes, it will be in the council chambers at City Hall.
Okay. So,
and perhaps you know and perhaps you don't, but after a period of time, then this unclaimed property, should it not be claimed by the individual sold to, then that goes back into the treasurer? Is that what happens to it, or do you know that?
I do not know that for sure. I do know that they stress that the unclaimed property division, that their costs, which include staff, equipment, mm-hmm. travel, is all paid through this unclaimed property trust fund and not by tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sure that there's funds sitting in there, and I don't know at what point that those go back to a specific government.
I was thinking, I read once where after a period of time, if it isn't claimed, then it would go back into the state's coffers and be gone, as far as you, the individual, were concerned.
Right. I'm sure it's several years before they do that.
But
that probably is what happens to it.
And it's a good deal. It's a simple process. And anyone, it's worth a shot to stop by City Hall. I mean, pay your water bill and then go in there and make sure you and do a search of your name, and maybe there is something out there with your name on it. You never know.
That's true. That would certainly be a nice surprise.
Let's talk a little bit about the city. There's a couple of good things coming up for the city. First off, I'm going to talk a little bit. I came home 4th of July, and I tell you what, traffic coming out of Lake Lou was like 270 on rush hour. There was the fireworks at Lake Lou this year. That was well received, wasn't it?
It was very well received. I think, you know, one thing, I think the weather was perfect. And I think also the other thing, you know, for the last couple years, we haven't had the fireworks on the 4th. Last year, we had the drought, so they were postponed until the fall. And the previous year, there was a computer glitch on July 4th, so they actually didn't go off till the 5th.
Facebook went a buzz on that one.
Yeah, of course. And so I think that's another reason for the great turnout. And I do know that Chief Wilkinson said he had not seen so much traffic for July 4th fireworks in his time here in Litchfield. So I think it was a very well-received event.
One of my favorite moments, and I live in Hillsborough, no offense there, but coming home, my family lives in Staunton. And there are times if you come home at night on the 4th, you look up at the skyway, you can see Litchfield's fireworks going off. And then if Raymond's 4th of July falls on it, you can look down the road and there's Raymond's fireworks going off, and then there's Hillsborough's fireworks going off. Montgomery County gets illuminated quite well over the 4th. It's very pretty.
They do. It's a very nice sight to see. And actually, myself, this year was the first year I have actually gone out to the lake to watch the fireworks, and it was a really nice display.
It's a beautiful scene out there. We have some friends that live right on the lake at Litchfield, and we always go there for a 4th of July picnic and the fireworks. And along about half hour, 45 minutes before the fireworks are going to start, the boats start congregating down on that end of the lake, and that's quite a sight. The Lake Lou Yeager is just full of boats. You could hardly stick your finger in there for boats, you know, and it's all people, of course, that want a ringside seat to watch the fireworks. And you're right, they were very spectacular this year, and hats off to our local communities, Hillsborough, Litchfield, Raymond, and all of them, because I would imagine fireworks has got to be quite an expensive program anymore.
It is. It's a costly event to do. And I know different communities, you know, some collect money for it. Mm-hmm. Some are done in different ways. In Litchfield, the tourism department does pay for the fireworks. So it's really nice to see that appreciated.
And you didn't have that saved over because you used the fireworks on our next topic for Do the Loo. You saved them until the Do the Loo Festival. And you launched them then, if I'm not mistaken, last year, correct?
That is correct. Because of the drought, we were postponing them, and initially thought about possibly doing them Labor Day weekend, but it seemed to be such a perfect fit for the festival. Mm-hmm. And so we did them on Saturday night of Do the Loo Festival, and they were very well received.
Let's talk a little bit. Do the Loo. That'll be here before you know it, too.
It will be. Excuse me. It's September 14th, which is a Saturday. It's the third year we've done it. It's out at Lake Lou Yeager. And there's going to be lots of events for kids to take part in. There's an eagle egg hunt. We buried eggs on the beach last year. We had a lot of great business partners help us out with donating gift cards and things like that. So there was something in every egg that was buried, whether it was a toy or a gift card or a coupon to redeem, and the kids really seemed to enjoy that. Mm-hmm. There'll be bounce houses. Pete the Juggler from Hillsborough is coming. Face painting, balloon art. And we're actually going to launch a new contest this year, which is the rib eating contest. And don't have all the details yet, but it's definitely going to have a fishing theme, and I think is going to be really fun to watch and even partake in. And the reason that we're doing that is because part of the festival is Cue the Loo, which mm-hmm. is a barbecue competition, and that takes place actually on Friday and Saturday. This will be the third year for that also. And it's definitely a growing event. The first year, we only had 8 teams participate.
Right.
Last year, we had 25, so we were a state qualifier, and really anticipate over 30 teams coming this year.
And that's the tough thing, because I remember the first year Do the Loo happened. It replaced the Cruising Route 66 car show, and the response was okay. It wasn't as good as what they thought it was going to be. It was okay. But this proves if you give something time and you give it time to develop and you work out the kinks and you make it mature and work it out, it can be beneficial and it can work.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of that type of events, it's really the word of mouth is kind of your best advertisement after someone sees it or participates in it. I know last year with the Eagle Egg Hunt, right after that was over, early in the evening, Facebook postings started to show up on what a great festival it was and how fun that contest was. We even had some adults suggest that they would like to have partake in the Eagle Egg Hunt also. So anyway, that seems to be the best way to advertise it, and it is a growing event. We're trying to, you know, I think there in the area there are even some residents that aren't familiar with Lake Lou Yeager. So it's a nice way for them to get to come out and experience the lake and maybe see it in a different way. I know the barbecue cooks, they really enjoyed the setting last year because, you know, a lot of them come in with RVs and may stay 2 or 3 days at a time. And so, you know, they're sitting right there on the nice, quiet lake and could partake in entertainment. So it was a great turnout.
And, of course, Lake Lou Yeager is a major asset to the city of Litchfield. And I'm happy to see that there are now some more events outside of the campers and the recreational use of Marina One. There's more use for Lake Lou Yeager, and there's more attention towards that lake, and that's got to be a plus in the any direction you look at it.
Well, and it is. It's, you know, one of those things that the tourism office has really decided to try to promote Lake Lou Yeager. It's a great asset for us. And, you know, like I said, some citizens, even in the surrounding area, aren't aware of what the lake has to offer. So it's been a great way for citizens to come out and see it. And also the cooks, they show up, and a lot of them are not from our area. We've even got a team that travels from Wisconsin and Tennessee. And so it promotes it to outside visitors as well. They go back home and they tell their neighbors about it or whatever, and you know, it promotes new people coming and experiencing Lake Lou.
And of course, there is going to be upcoming work to the lake to clean it up, to make it better, I guess, dredging purposes on the Lake Lou Yeager area. So there's going to be improvements there, and it's great to see attention given to the lake.
That's right. There are plans to work on the lake in the near future, probably not till 2014 sometime. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely a great asset for Litchfield, and we're very happy to have it.
Well, it's always nice to see a community such as Litchfield take a lake like Lou Yeager and utilize it for something more than just a water supply, and I'm not taking anything away from the importance of good, clean water, but they're utilizing it for recreation and other things, which is great.
Yes.
And then another thing that the city is working on, you kind of hinted about it before we went on the air, the city's website, and that's going to be going through a facelift too, won't it, soon?
The city website is actually, they're working on posting updates and things to that. In fact, there's probably going to be a link on there about with the iCache information for anyone that's not able to attend next Tuesday. So we're going to try to keep it more updated with current events and those types of things. Economic Development has a new website that really has been launched in the last 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. And the tourism website is currently being updated. So I think the new website will be a great asset for the tourism department.
You look at the city right now, and so many assets. You got Walton Park out there, such a beautiful place out there now. Litchfield's one of the few areas that has actually a visible working drive-in, which I think is the jewel of anything, because that's, if you want to talk about a piece of Americana that's going away, not going away, but it's not as much as what it used to be. Drive out to the Skyview some weekend and take a look at the cars that go in there on a given night. That's a jewel there. You got the lake. I mean, things are, if moved right, it's beneficial. It's going to work out beautifully.
That's very true. And certainly at City Hall, that's what we're working on, is to try to move things in a good, positive direction for the city.
And, of course, one of the big luxuries that we take for granted, and I don't live in Litchfield, but we just take for granted one of the big assets to any community is to have an interstate running right by your doorstep.
That helps.
This is a great thing for the city of Litchfield or any city to have the interstate where people are going to get on and off for gasoline, for food, or for whatever. And you have the historical museum there and stuff for people to get off and tour. And so it's got a lot going for it.
Which, by the way, the museum, I don't know if you've been through it yet. Wonderful addition.
Yeah.
I went through the open house that they had, and I thought, I didn't know what to expect. But when I made that curve after you see the old-time fire truck as you walk in, wow.
And the thing about the museum, Tobin, is it will continue to get better. That's the big asset about a museum. If it's worked and worked right, it will continue to improve. Absolutely.
And by the way, we need to send congratulations to Martha Jackson.
Yes.
She was recently given the honor. She will be an Illinoisan of the day during this year's Illinois State Fair. The official dedication and formal announcement and all that stuff, I think what happened, August 9th? She gets the dedication
during the state fair.
During the state fair, so she got recognized as being an Illinoisan of the day. So congratulations to Martha on such a hard work that she has with the city of Litchfield over the past couple years.
And since first block was laid, there's people such as her who have been dedicated, and who saw this dream and made it become a reality.
Absolutely, Shelley. It's always a pleasure having you here. Thank you. See, I told you the 30 minutes would go by fast, didn't I?
And you were correct.
All right. The Illinois State Treasurer's Office will be at Litchfield City Hall in the Council Chambers on Tuesday, July 23rd from 10:30 until 1 o'clock. This is part of their iCash program. So anyone that wants to find out if there's missing money that's supposed to be yours that the state has, you can search your name at that time. They've got representatives to help you out with. And you can find out if there's any missing property or money or so on and so forth that's in your name that should be yours, and you can find a way to get it back.
Who knows? You might be a big winner.
That's why I play the lottery. I haven't won yet.
Keep trying.
Keep trying. But anyway, but that goes from 10:30 until 1 o'clock. And then, of course, Do the Lou will be right around the corner, September 14th. The way time flies, it will be here next week. Party in the parks this weekend. Litchfield is definitely the place to be. Shelley, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And Uncle Ralph, next week on the program, Mickey Robinson will be.
Yes, the mixer.
Now give him credit. He's been out of here for 3 weeks. So
I'm gonna start calling him Nervous.
Save that material for next week.
Yeah.
Mickey will be in next week. Until next time, we'll talk to you next week. So long.